You're listening to EPN.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Welcome once again to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. This episode is brought to you by Mosey Pro for Business, protecting the data that powers your business. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and/or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today we are with Charles Green, a recovering banker that launched a nonprofit enterprise to teach small business owners about finance. His 30-year finance career included climbing the banking ladder from analyst to bank president and 5 years in venture capital. Get Financing Now is his sixth book. Charles Green, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric. It's great to be with you this end of the year as we wind down 2011.
Absolutely. So what is the outlook for small business sectors and their ability to grow in light of economic crash and slow recovery?
Well, it's mixed in many ways because right now consumer confidence remains very low and people are afraid to spend money. A lot of small businesses are hesitant to invest in growth because they're not sure the market is there for it yet. So it's going to be slow going again for the first half of 2012, I'm afraid.
Will these conditions improve and capital become more available, do you think?
I think it'll improve slowly, but there needs to be some catalyst to jumpstart it, and we don't seem to be able to agree from a public policy standpoint as to exactly what that is. However, in terms of capital, there's plenty of capital available right now. But it's there for stronger businesses who've got the wherewithal to really jump out in the market with a lot of cash on hand. The ones who have money are hesitant to spend it. The ones who don't have it are finding it harder to leverage it without more of a sure thing in front of them.
Charles, let me pause for just a moment, if you would, and mention our sponsor for today, Mosey Pro. When it comes to running a successful business, there are many things you have to get right, like hiring good people. But one thing is often overlooked, and that's protecting the data that powers your business. Computers, servers, external hard drives, and even tape backups are vulnerable to failure and data loss. In the U.S. alone, over 140,000 hard drives fail every single week. Did you know that 12,000 laptops are stolen and lost at airports around the world every single week? 50% of businesses that find themselves without data management for 10 days or more file for bankruptcy. I want to tell you about our friends at Mosey, the most trusted name in online backup. They back up more data than the entire written works of mankind from the beginning of recorded history in all languages. Companies like GE, Starwood Hotels, and Accenture use Mosey Pro to back up their data. Mosey Pro also backs up educational institutions like Stanford University and the Yale School of Management. If you're not backing up your business data with Mosey Pro, here is a reason you should consider Mosey Pro to back up your business data. Mosey Pro is easy to set up and use, saves you time, and costs up to 80% less than other solutions offered, giving you peace of mind and eliminating the hassle of backing up your data. If your business is not backed up with Mosey Pro, you really need to consider to make sure your data is backed up. Give our friends at Mosey a call. They've been doing this a long time and run the most secure, most trusted online backup service available. Right now, you can save 15% by using promo code PODCAST15. Call 877-669-9776. That's 877-669-9776. Or visit moseypro.com. That's moseypro.com. So, Charles, how does one find the capital to start a business today in these economic times?
Well, I think in light of the collapse of a lot of capacity in the capital markets, and we still have almost 1,000 banks who are identified by the FDIC as being problem institutions, entrepreneurs are going to have to be a little more clever and a little more self-reliant. One of the things we teach in our lead workshop called Financial Bootcamp is that you should employ many strategies to what we call bootstrap your way into business without requiring a lot of cash. Just be smarter about using the resources that you have or that are within your reach that help you get started without the burden of debt from day one.
Today we are with Charles Green, the author of his sixth book, Get Financing Now, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Your book is designed to teach business owners about finance. Do they really need to know more than whether they have enough cash in the bank?
Absolutely. Most of my clients over the last 30 years can't read a financial statement. And it's like going to your doctor's office for an annual physical and saying you don't have a scale at home, so you didn't know you were overweight. What we try to teach is for people to get in touch with their inner numbers and not to become an accountant by any means, but just to understand what the bottom line says. It's more than just a net profit. It has to do with the level of profitability, you know, your gross margins, your EBITDA, how your liquidity is measured against your leverage. These are important factors that any third party, whether it's a banker or an investor, are going to look at to reflect on whether you have the wherewithal to deserve to get third-party funding.
Tell me about the Small Business Finance Institute, if you would.
Well, the Institute is an enterprise I launched last year that's designed to create a lot of education through multiple channels about finance. We launched a day-long conference in Atlanta in 2011 called Stepping Up to Business, which presented 10 different workshops in the course of one day with 30 different professional finance people running these workshops to teach people from a standpoint of that's what they do. We launched the Financial Boot Camp in the summer, and we'll be presenting it 10 times in 2012. And we're presently preparing to launch a webinar series that will come out in March and offer weekly webinars on a variety of different topics about how a small business owner might better manage the money they have and find the funding they need.
In conclusion, in less than 60 seconds or less, what advice could you lend to the entrepreneur listening in that's desiring to start a business or to initiate a creation of their own by putting it on the map in the marketplace?
Bootstrap your way into success. Go as far as you can with no cash before reaching out to others, and try to get into revenues before trying to leverage other people's money. Be aware of the world around you and never stop learning. Read the newspaper and the business press to see what other companies are doing and learn the lessons that you can apply to your own business.
He is Charles Green, the author of his sixth book, Get Financing Now, and the website is sbfi.org. And thanks so much, Charles, for joining us here on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric. Good day.
And this is Eric Dine. You've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, and we thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
You're listening to EPN.